and chapter 31 and verse 3, loved with an everlasting love. The Old Testament prophets were men who knew God. They were men who walked with the Lord, and they were always in communion and listening to His voice. A reading of the prophecy of Jeremiah reveals this to us, because we find time and time again the Lord comes and He speaks to Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 16 and verse 1, He says, "The word of the Lord came also unto me, saying," look at chapter 30 and verse 1, "the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord." And here we find God speaking to Jeremiah. He was on speaking terms with the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then there were times when God spoke. He appeared to Jeremiah. Because we find that in verse 3, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying." Now, it does not tell me how God appeared to them. What manifestation God appeared to Jeremiah, I am not certain. Was it visions or dreams or an appearance of the Lord in some form? I do not know. But here we find the Lord appearing to Jeremiah. And He brought a word to Jeremiah's heart. That's what we want when we come to church. Jeremiah was listening and meeting with God. That's why we come into God's presence. We come to praise Him, but listen, we come to meet with God. Draw nigh to God, the Bible says, and He will draw nigh to us. What a different service it is. What a different meeting it is when you come to church and the word of the Lord comes to your heart and you can say from your heart, "God spoke to me in that meeting. I heard the voice of the Lord speaking unto my soul." Oh, that would be your testimony today in this place. "But I heard not the voice of the preacher, but I heard the voice of the Lord." The same voice that Jeremiah heard, the same one who spoke to Jeremiah, has spoken to my heart in this place. The Lord appeared and spoke to him. We can see in verse 3 that the Lord appeared unto Jeremiah with a message. What a message He brought to Jeremiah. He says to Jeremiah, "I have loved thee," and Israel of course, "with an everlasting love." And here's God coming to His child, Jeremiah. And He has a message for Jeremiah. A message for Israel. And God says to him, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." And I want you to notice, God came Himself to deliver this message. He did not send an angel. He did not send an angel out with this commission, "Go and tell Jeremiah, go and tell that people of Israel that I love them with an everlasting love." The Lord did not send a prophet, another prophet. He could have. He could have touched the heart of another prophet and says, "Well, get away down to Jeremiah and get away down to the people and tell him I have loved thee with an everlasting love." That is not the case. God comes Himself. The Lord comes. "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me." Oh, such was the love of God that He had for Jeremiah. Such was the love of God that He had for His people. He did not give anyone this mission. He did not give anyone this message. But He came Himself. Came right down to where they were in their time of bondage and darkness and trouble. And He says, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." And all of that would be true in the hearts of all of God's people today. That you can say, "The Lord appeared unto me today. And the Lord Himself has spoken to my heart. And the Lord has touched me. And I have heard His voice. And He is reconfirming to me today that He has loved me. That He loves me with an everlasting love." God came Himself and delivered a message. I want to speak there about God's everlasting love. Because the same God that spoke to Jeremiah speaks to us. The same God that loves Jeremiah and Israel loves us. And God can say the same. And we can take this text for ourselves today, those of us who were saved. I have loved thee, says the Lord, with an everlasting love. I want to say first of all about this love. It's an exceptional love. An exceptional love, because there's the only kind of this everlasting love in the world. No one else can make this claim. No one. No one can say to someone, well, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Now, there are times we maybe say to our partners or so on, I will love you forever. But we can't really do that. We cannot do it. There is only one who has everlasting love. And dear friends, that is God. God is the only one who can make this claim. It's an exceptional love, you see, because it's from God. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. This is a love that is rare. This is a love that is remarkable. It is an everlasting love. Only God can say it. You see, God has loved his people from eternity. Before he created angels, and there are angels, you can read about them in the Bible, he set his love upon his people. Before God created this world, and dear friends, what a world God created. Yesterday I was taken for a drive with Hans and his wife and so on. I saw something of the beauty of Tasmania. It was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. What a wonderful, wonderful creation is this world. How beautiful is the creation that God has made. And I want to say this morning, before God created the world, he loved his people. He loved them. Before his people were on this planet, his people were in the heart of God. Think of this. Before the world was made, and before you were created, and before you were placed upon this earth, you were in the heart of God. Only God can say this. What an exceptional love this is. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Now we find reference to that in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. He writes, for we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. And Paul, writing to this church, he reminds them about their love, beloved of the Lord and chosen of the Lord. When did this happen? From the beginning. Away at the very beginning of time. He says here that God had loved them and God had chosen them, you see. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Oh, child of God today, think of this. You have been in the heart of God from all eternity. The Lord did not start loving you the day you got saved. I used to think, you know, the Lord only loved me the day I got saved. The day I give up the booze and the pubs and the clubs and the wickedness and sin of the world, then, well, the Lord started to love me. Listen, that's not true. The Lord loved me long before that. He loved me with an everlasting love. And oh, child of God, today, he loves thee with this everlasting love. Away in eternity, before the planet came into existence, before you came into this world, you were in the very heart of God. He's loved you with an everlasting love. It's also an exceptional love, because this love is unmerited. If you look at the words, it says, I have loved thee. There is the I. Who's that? Well, the Lord hath appeared. It is the Lord on one side. The Lord, he is God. The one who is the Almighty. The one who is the true God. The one who is the King of Kings. The one who is holy. And think of this. The holiness of God that cannot even bear to look upon sin. You know, John writes of Christ in 1 John 1 and verse 5 that this is the message which we have heard of him, declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. There's no sin in God, no wickedness in the Lord. God is holy. You can read about the serpents in the Bible around the throne saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And so we have here the I in the text. There is God on one side, but I have loved thee. Think of Jeremiah. Think of Israel. Think of the tribes of people. Read the Bible. See about their sin and their wickedness. See how time and time they departed from God. How they sinned greatly against the Lord. You would say to yourself, how could anybody love them? How could anybody love such a wicked people? How could anyone love such a sinful people? But friends, God set his love upon them. I have loved thee, despite their rebellion and their sin. It's an exceptional love, you see. You see, H. Spurgeon said, we were rebels, and he loved us. We were dead in trespasses and sins, and he loved us. We rejected his grace and defied his warnings, but he loved us. Friends, it's an exceptional love today. I have loved thee. In 1 John 4 and verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Oh, we stand amazed this morning in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. Remember Ruth said to Boaz in Ruth 2 and verse 10, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that I shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? She was overwhelmed by Boaz's attention and his love. Just, why have I found grace? I'm a stranger. I am nobody. I'm from the land of Moab. Why all this love? Why all this goodness? She was amazed. Are you not amazed this morning that God loves you? Are you not amazed? Friends, there are times we don't love ourselves, if we're honest. There's times we don't really love ourselves. We see the inward corruption of sin that's in a human heart. We see our failings and our sins, and yet God loves us. This is an exceptional love. He doesn't love me because I am good, because I am not good. He doesn't love me because I am holy, because we are unholy. We were wicked sinners in the sight of God, yet the Lord set his love on us. In 1 John 4 verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Who would ever have matched us up? A holy God on one side, and there we are, dear friends, wicked and sinful, and the other side, and yet God loved us. An exceptional love, friends. I have loved thee. Amazing. Amazing love. But it is so true. It's an expansive love, this everlasting love. See, we all know if you're going to purchase something today that will last a long time, it will be expensive. The greater quality of a thing, well, the more price. You can buy a cheap imitation. And suppose that's what we try to do all the time, to buy the cheap one. Oh, we'll take the cheap one. But the dear one really lasts. Imagine you had a motor car today that, well, would last you all your life. Never got old, never rusted, never broke down. Well, you had to pay a large price for that. But dear friends, God's love is everlasting. It came at an expensive price. God could say to Jeremiah and to this people, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. But you see, friend, love costs. Love is not free. It costs to love. And when God said to this people, I have loved thee, it cost them. And to know something, friends, he paid the highest price. The highest price to show his love. He sent his son. He sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the darling of his bosom. Oh, that great scriptural text in John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world. He so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And God is saying to us, I have loved thee. And here's how I have proved my love. I give my Son. I heard one time of a preacher, in Scottish preacher, And he was preaching to the congregation, and he was blessed with a large family. I think he had seven sons. I'm working from memory, it's not in my notes, but it came to my mind. And he looked over at the congregation and he said to them this: "The Lord has blessed me with not just seven sons, or one son, or two sons, or three sons, or four sons, or five sons, or six sons, but the Lord has blessed me with seven sons." And he looked over the congregation and he said this: "And I wouldn't give one of them for any one of you." Now, friends, he was just telling what was in his heart. Those of us who are parents, would you give your son or your daughter to death, to mockings, to cruel, to die for those who hate you? Would you? You would not. We would do everything to protect our sons and to protect our children. We would not make this sacrifice. But listen, friends, God loved us this an expensive love, everlasting love. He paid a great price. We do know the Lord Jesus came into the world today to pay the price. We do know the Lord Jesus took our sins upon his own body upon the tree. We do know that the wrath of God fell upon his son. We do know that he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Why? Because he loved us. Christ was forsaken that we would never be forsaken. Christ died in our place and he shed his blood. Oh, dear friends, God says, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." There is the I and the thee. What is in between? It's Christ. Christ is in between the I and the thee. God showed his love upon the cross. Oh, child of God, how we should love Christ. God has loved us with an expansive love, giving his son, dying upon the cross, shedding his blood that we might be saved, taking our place and taking our punishment, you see. It's an everlasting love. Are you not rejoicing the day you're saved? You're not rejoicing the day you know Christ? That God has loved you with an everlasting love. This is God speaking to Jeremiah. This is the Lord, as I said in the introduction. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, and he says to Jeremiah, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." And I trust today in this meeting, God will touch my heart, God will touch your heart, and he'll say to you personally, "I have loved thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. I sent my son into this world to die for you. He has died for you. He has put away your sin by the sacrifice of himself." An expansive love. It's everlasting. It's an enduring love as well. You see, this love is everlasting. It never changes. It cannot change because it's an everlasting love that God bestows upon us. We're living in a world of change. The world around us is changing. Homes and lifestyles. If someone came back from 100 years ago, would they know this town of Kingston? I don't believe they would. They'd be saying, "What's those things going past?" and so on, and computers and everything, technology. We carry a phone box in our pocket now, and so on. It's amazing, the technology. There are a lot of changes around, but God's love never changes. It never changes, friends, towards his people. Things change, but God doesn't. Our love to God changes now. That's a different thing altogether. Sometimes my love to God and your love to God is hot, and we're on fire for God, and we love the Lord with all of our heart, we say. And then there's sometimes, well, it's cold and it's damp. And there's sometimes we can sing with all our heart, "My Jesus, I love thee. Thine know that mine." And there's times it's just a whisper from our lips, friends. Remember in Revelations 2, verse 4. Said the church at Ephesus, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." They used to love the Lord. That church and that people used to love Christ. But they left, you see. And thy love to God, well, it can blow hot and cold, it's high and low. And listen, that can be true, dear friends, in your life. But God always loves you the same. His love never changes. The temperature of the love of God stays the same for all of His people. You see, His love never... Remember, God never changes. Malachi 3 and verse 6, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." See, He does not alter. He does not change. His love does not change. It stays the same for His people all the time. Our failures does not change how He feels about us. Now, we do grieve Him. Let me say this. The Bible talks about grieving the Holy Spirit of God in Ephesians 4. There's times when I sin and you sin. We grieve God. We feel it within our heart and in a relationship with the Lord. But let me say this. We do grieve the Lord and we feel. But it doesn't stop God loving us. He still loves me. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Remember this people in Jeremiah's day. They had failed the Lord. They had forsaken the Lord. They were in bondage in Babylon. And yet God could say to them, "Well, I have loved thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love." All our failures doesn't stop God loving us. He still loves me. Do you remember there of how Peter failed Christ? He boasted, "Lord, I'll never deny thee. All these other men can deny thee. Well, you can count upon me. I'll be standing by your side and I will never fail." And we know how he did fail. We know how he did lie. And we know how he did curse and swear. I know not the man. Did you think Christ stopped loving him? No, it says in Mark 16, verse 7, the angel said unto the woman at the tomb, "But go your way and tell his disciples on Peter." On Peter. Didn't just say, "Go and tell the disciples." He says, "Go and tell the disciples and tell Peter." You see, they wanted Peter to know that Christ still loved them. Peter probably was locked away with broken heart, because we find that Peter went out and he wept bitterly. His heart was broken because he had failed the Lord, and we find that he wept and his heart was broken, and Peter was possibly somewhere broken hearted and feeling, "God doesn't love me and God doesn't care." But he says, "Go and tell Peter I still love him." All our feelings doesn't change how God's love affects us. He still loves us. How this truth nails the lie of the devil to the mast. Does the devil not come to you, child of God, and to me and say, "Well, the Lord doesn't love you anymore"? We've heard those words before, haven't we? "Doesn't love you anymore. Don't bother going to church. Don't bother reading your Bible. Don't bother praying. God doesn't care. God doesn't love you." Listen. "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." It never changes, God's love, friends. It is an enduring love. God is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting. In Psalm 103, verse 17, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting." He said to Ephraim, "How shall I give thee up, Ephraim?" Oh, dear friends, it is an enduring love. God's love never changes. We feel, but he loves me. He loves us. Times change, circumstances change. My love to God changes. But his love to me never changes. He loves me with an everlasting love. And maybe you thought that God doesn't love you. Listen, friends, God loves you with an everlasting love. That little hymn we'll be singing at the last, it says, "Things that once were wild alarms cannot now disturb my rest. Clothed in everlasting arms, pillowed on thy loving breast. Oh, to lie forever here, doubt and care and self-resigned, while he whispers in my ear, I am his and he is mine." Can you say that this morning in this meeting? That you're God's? Can you say, "Yes, I know something of the love of God"? Or maybe you're still in your sin, still far away from Christ, still far away from the God of our salvation. Oh, that today God will touch your heart and you would see that God loves sinners, that God sent His Son into this world to die and to pay the price that we might be saved. Oh, friends, it is an enduring love. It never changes. Never changes. All through my life, God will love me. When I come to die, God will love me. and they love you as well. It's an everlasting love. Can I say it's an enticing love? Because you'll find the word therefore in our text. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Therefore, it's telling us what has happened before. I have loved thee, therefore I'll do this. With loving kindness I will draw thee. See, God has enticed us. He has drawn us. This love of God has changed us to mother again. He has drawn us from spiritual life to death, or from death, sorry, to life. Ephesians 2 and verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. There was a time in my life I was dead in trespasses and sins. But now we have life, and we have abundant life. And what has done this in my life and in your life? Well, therefore, says God, because I have loved thee with everlasting love, I have drawn thee from death to life. And child of God, that's what God has done to us. He has brought us from death to life. From corruption of sin to purity. In Ephesians 5 verse 8. But ye who were sometimes darkness are now ye the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We were in darkness. Our mind was darkened. Our heart was darkened. We lived in darkness. We loved darkness. Well, what happened? God says, I have drawn thee with loving kindness. I have taken thee. I have drawn thee out of darkness to the light. What's the whole basis of it all? Because I've loved thee. Because of love, I've rescued thee. And I've brought thee out from the dominion of the devil to Christ. He has enticed us. In Colossians 1 verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Brought us from Satan's dominion to his dominion. Brought us from Satan's kingdom to the kingdom of his dear Son. Oh friends, why has these things happened? Because God has loved us with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. There was nothing saved me but the love of God. Nothing. Oh yes, we have to repent, but we have to believe, we have to trust Christ. But they can trace it all back to this, friends. The everlasting love of a great God. I asked you this morning in this meeting, maybe there's someone saved. Do you feel the Lord working in your heart? Are you having an interest in the Bible? An interest now in the gospel of Christ? An interest in your soul? Interest about eternal things? Maybe in the past you had no interest. Didn't go to church, didn't listen, didn't want to read or so on. Well, do you feel yourself being drawn? Do you feel your heart? Do you see this is what God does? God draws us with everlasting love. He brings us from sin. He brings us from Satan. He brings us from the dominion of the devil into the kingdom of his dear Son. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Oh friends, he draws us with everlasting love. Song of Solomon said, draw me, we will run after thee. Oh, it is an enticing love with loving kindness. I've drawn thee. And you're happy today to be saved? And you're happy today you know Christ? And you're glad that day the Lord reached down in mercy and he took you from sin and from darkness and from bondage? And now you can say, yes, I'm happy in Christ. He has delivered me from the wrath of God to come. He has saved my soul. I will never be in hell. I am going to heaven. I have everlasting life. Because I'm loved with an everlasting love. Lastly, can I say this? Everlasting love is an eternal love. He loved his people in the past, and he loves me today, but he will love me forever in heaven. It can be no other way because of our relationship. In verse 1 he says, I will be the God of all the families of Israel. In verse 9 he says, for I am a father to Israel. A father. I will be a father to them, he says. It can be in no other way, you see. Because God is our Father. In verse 11, he says, therefore the Lord hath redeemed Jacob. Redemption as well, you see. Because of our relationship and because of redemption, this love is going to go on forever and forever. His love to us will never end. The best days is yet to come for the child of God. We're going to enjoy the love of Christ. We're going to live with God forever and forever. In Revelations 22 and verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, The tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now friends, these are some of the closing words of the Bible. Tells us of a better day, a day in God's kingdom. And God says here that he will be with his people. He'll be their God, and he shall dwell with them forever and forever. You see, friends, it's an eternal love. The best days for us is yet to come. How we rejoice down here, we know Christ. How we rejoice, we have a great God in this wicked world. But the best is yet to come to the child of God. We'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we're going to enjoy God's love forever and forever. And we're going to see Christ. And we're going to look upon his face. The one who saved me, a vile wretch, by his grace. One day he'll take me to him, says, by the hand, and he'll lead me through the promised land. Why? Because he's loved me with an everlasting love. And he loves you. Never change, friends. The Lord of old hath appeared to me. Jeremiah says, God came to me. And he says to me, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And I trust the Lord has touched your heart this morning. And you can rejoice that God has loved you. And if you're not saved, that you will come to know something of this great love in your own heart. You'll only find this love with Christ. You find Christ, you'll find the love of God. You'll find his mercy. You'll find his forgiveness. Oh, come to Christ with all of your heart and trust him to save your soul. And he will save you. And he will give you everlasting life. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. May God bless his word to all of our hearts. Amen.